Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.
Servus, liebe Eishockey-Freunde, zu Powerplay, dem Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden. Mein Name ist Fabian Lieb und bei mir ist auch heute wieder mein allseits geschätzter Kollege Thomas Webel. Tom, servus.
Servus, Fabian.
Ja, Tom, kribbelt's schon?
Langsam fängt's an.
Ja, die Playoffs stehen kurz bevor, endlich hat diese ganze Hauptrunde ein Ende. Die Blue Devils sind endlich Meister, was ja eine totale Überraschung noch war. Sie präsentieren sich auch, seitdem der Titel feststeht, in brutaler Torlaune, schießen Tore in Hülle und Fülle, haben noch einen Neuzugang präsentiert mit Tom Schwarz aus Bayreuth. Und wir haben heute den 15. Februar, es sind jetzt noch 4 Spiele bis zum Beginn der Playoffs. Und das soll es jetzt auch schon in deutscher Sprache gewesen sein. Wir werden jetzt wieder ins Englische wechseln, aber unser heutiger Gast hat zugesagt, dass er probieren wird, auch die eine oder andere Antwort in deutscher Sprache zu geben. Deswegen werden wir uns jetzt auf einen Mix einstellen, eine schöne Mischung aus Englisch und Deutsch. And Berlin Weiden, already our guest at the podcast. It's a pleasure that he is here and a warm welcome to Mr. James Bitter. Hello, James. Thank you for being here.
Hi, vielen Dank. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yes, thanks for your time. It's almost a few hours after the big win yesterday against SC Rissasee. The Blue Devils scored again 11 goals. Was the training today more intense than the game yesterday?
Ja, glaube ich, heute war ein Battle-Tag. So, es war schwierig.
Okay, many players missed yesterday's match. Because they've been ill, and Coach Sebastian Buchwieser told us that there is a virus, we call it Magen-Darm, in the team, that he couldn't lead the training for one day. Did you have also problems in the last days?
Nein, nicht in den letzten Tagen, aber ich glaube, ich hatte die gleichen drei Wochen für die Nacht zuvor mein erstes Spiel. Ich hatte es für 6 Stunden komplett fertig und dann es geht nochmal.
Okay, and were there some teammates back on the ice today, or is there?
Heute es war optional, aber nicht optional.
Okay.
So, da war 16 Leute, 14.
Okay, naja. It's good that there's no game on Friday, and on Sunday it's against the decimated the team of Bayreuth. Do you think that some players could return to the team till Sunday?
Ja, glaube ich. Wir hatten ein paar Leute, die waren nur krank für 6-12 Stunden. So, okay. Ja, da war zurück, ja, schnell zurück. So, glaube die gleichen für die anderen.
Okay. And Coach Buchwieser, he told he was in bed, he was totally ill, and he woke up, he was like newborn. Yeah. Okay, let's have a look on your career so far, James, which started in the homeland of ice hockey in Canada. So, Tom, you've watched on his, you had a look on his career.
Yeah, did a little bit of stalking. just correct me if I say something wrong. You were born in 1991 in Burnaby, and I had to look it up. It's just near Vancouver.
Well, I was born in Mississauga, okay. Ontario.
But then you were raised in near Vancouver.
Yeah.
Okay. And there you started to play hockey, I suppose.
Started as any Canadian does around 3 years old and kept playing from there, yeah.
And which age did you start to play hockey?
4, I guess, officially. They started skating at 3, I think.
Okay.
Is there anything that Canadian children could do? Other sports or something?
No, it's actually not allowed in Canada.
Okay. You know who the most famous Canadian is in Bavaria?
Most? No, I don't.
It's a soccer player.
Oh, what's it? Yeah. Alfonso Davies.
From Bayern Munich. Okay. That was no option for you to try soccer or...
I did play soccer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And lacrosse. And did you know lacrosse is actually our national sport?
Yes, lacrosse.
Yeah.
Tom.
Tough spot.
Yeah. I didn't try.
Okay, and then you played for several teams in Canada, Vancouver Chiefs, Chilliwack Bruins, Burnaby Express, and so on and so on. And then in 2012, you moved to Germany. You moved to Hamburg. Is this correct?
Yep. Yeah.
How did that happen?
Got my German pass from my father. He was born in Berlin, so I got my pass, and then I got a tryout in Hamburg. And they liked me and signed me. But I decided I wanted to go back for one more year of junior, and then came back over when I was finished, and never went back.
And then you lived and played in Hamburg for 2 years.
Yep. Yeah.
And any memories? Anything you still say today? Oh, that really like to think about it.
Oh, I mean, yeah. It was a cool stadium, cool rink, great fans. So Die ganze Halle Hüft was always stuck because the whole stadium would shake. It was 14,000 people.
And Hamburg is not a bad city.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Speaking about bad cities, no, I'm just joking. the next station you played was already in Bavaria, in Augsburg, for the Augsburger Panther. From 2014 to 16, I suppose, in the DEL as well. And then 2 more years in Krefeld. And then I was a little bit surprised.
Yes.
You moved to the other homeland of hockey. Homeland of football. To England. You played for the Sheffield Steelers. How did that happen?
I really wanted to get my master's degree.
Okay.
So they have a program there where if you play, it was supposed to be 2 seasons, but 2 seasons, then you get a 2-year master's degree at a really good school in Sheffield. So I definitely wanted to take advantage of that opportunity.
And what did you study?
Business.
Okay.
Got my MBA there.
So a real educated player.
We never had that before. I think.
A professional hockey player with a master's degree?
No. I don't think so. No.
Okay, but then you came back to Germany. You played for the Ravensburg Tower Stars, and then, of course, for the Hannover Scorpions.
And there's the first connection to Weiden. And the Scorpions lost their semifinals in the last year's playoffs against the Star Bulls Rosenheim. And I promised here to all the listeners that I won't talk anymore about Rosenheim. So, James, tell us, what are your memories of last year's playoffs?
I thought we had a good team, and I was hoping we were going to win it. Rosenheim was good. I guess I brought them up and not you, so that doesn't count. But, it could have gone either way, I felt. They got us game one in our rink, and then had a 5-2 lead in their rink, and then gave it up and lost it. So it's tough.
Rosenheim is crazy. And why didn't you extend your contract in Hanover or join another club in Germany?
I was working, so I kind of retired twice now and unretired, and had to focus on my business back home and see where it went, and then if I could make it out for the end of the season again.
Okay. And how can we imagine your situation in December 2023? Your agent calls you that there was a phone call from Jürgen Rumrich, and you said from whom, or how was this?
Well, obviously I knew Vine basically. If I'm looking to come back, there's two top teams in my opinion at the time, with Hanover and Weiden. Mm. And enjoyed talking to Jürgen and the setup here. So
okay. And will there be a meetup with Hanover Scorpions in the playoff final?
Hopefully, that would be really cool.
Okay. And in the announcement of your move to Weiden, you said that your son is asking you all the time when you will play finally hockey again. Is he the reason why you are in Weiden now?
He's definitely one of them. Yeah, he would ask all the time. He'd toss on his jersey and ask when daddy play. So, yeah, definitely thought it would make some really good memories to come back one more time.
Okay. Is your family here with you in Biden?
Yep. Yeah. My son doesn't miss a game.
Okay. Oh, yes, I've seen you. He's on the ice, so with daddy after the games.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Okay, then let's have a look on the last five games with 40 goals. Tom, your turn. Tell us.
Yeah, that was last games were really fascinating because, of course, we thought when the championship of the regular season is secured, will there be enough motivation, you know, to keep it up? But I think it's fair to say, yeah, the motivation is still there. Blue Devils did some fantastic matches. Okay, but the first match we're going to talk about just for a moment is the 7-4 win over Füssen. Yeah, and it was a kind of an intense game. Sebastian Buchwieser after the game said, im zweiten Drittel ist das Spiel ein bisschen hektisch geworden. So it got a little bit hectic, and I think that's very, very much of an understatement. Because Szymanski got into a fight in the second period. Luca Gläser got into a fight in the second period. Could you tell us why did this game get so tense, or what are moments that game gets intense like this?
Yeah, I think Sammy got into a fight because I got smoked there. I just wasn't ready for the reverse hit, and he got me pretty good, and he, being a good teammate, jumped in there. And then I think the same guy that hit me was just slashing Clazy a lot, and he had enough. So, yeah, those things happen in hockey, I guess.
Do you remember when Neil Szymanski was here on our podcast and we asked him why he gets so much penalty, and he just looked at us with this kind of dog view, yes, in his eyes and said, I can't imagine, perhaps because I'm so tall. Okay, but being a good teammate, he stepped in. And at the end, you got the better end for yourself. It was a tight game in the second period. But then, at least when I rewatched the match, I had the impression you stepped on the gas for some moments, and then it was a clear victory.
Like the whole season.
Then we got the championship match, Fabian.
Yes, I was in the stadium. It was a 9-goal win over Memmingen. It was just crazy start. Really, it was 5 goals in, let me remember, in 8 minutes, I think. It was a perfect start. And Memmingen is the fifth in the league.
Yeah, that's not a bad team.
Tail. The return of Eddie Homiakovs. It was nice to see him again. But he was very, 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 very angry after this game. And was this start against Memmingen, was this a reaction for the performance that was not so good in Füssen?
Hard to say. I mean, yeah, we did come out strong. We kind of steamrolled them a bit there. So could be. But yeah, we definitely played well. It was a good game.
Was Coach Buchwieser, was he angry after the game in Füssen? I heard about it.
Was he?
On Saturday, it was a Friday game, and on Saturday,
I don't. Yeah, he
was getting a little bit louder.
Maybe he's got a lot of energy. I don't know.
Okay, it seems that that's not so unusual.
Okay, I no, not in a bad way.
But, yeah.
Okay, but after the game, he said, wir wollten unbedingt heute Meister werden. Und jetzt mache ich auch kurz den Mix, weil ich es aufs Englisch sonst nicht hinkriege, was der Trainer von Memmingen gesagt hat. Dann wirklich kurz, der hat gesagt, beim ersten Bully hat der Filin unseren Homiakovs schon dermaßen weggeflext, glaube ich, hat er gesagt. Und aber sofort, we know that there is no chance today in Weiden for us. And after 41 games, the title was in Weiden. It was no surprise.
Okay, and then I think we and perhaps also some others thought, okay, now it will really get hard to keep this tension up, to keep this concentration up. But then the next game was a 5-1 win over the Lindau Islanders. And in the first period, and perhaps also in the second period, I think you could really think, okay, Blue Devils, now they will play it slow because the Islanders scored in the first goal, in the first period. Devils didn't score at all. Then in the second period, there was one goal by Hechtl. So just one goal in two periods. It's been a long time since this has happened. And then in the third period, it's one of the favorite moments for me in that game.
Beppe is back.
Yeah. And I think all the opponent players should know by now that there are some players on the Blue Devils team they shouldn't mess with.
Like Neil was there for James. Yeah. It was, I think Kurt Davis was hit with a knee check. And
then,
well, don't do this when Beppe's on ice.
And then Beppe went wild. And I've never seen a fight on the ice that was so clear, to be honest. Okay, of course, game misconduct penalties for both, for Beppe and for... who was it? Zachary Bros. Mm. Yeah, and then empty net goal for the 4-1. And but then they put, of course, their goalie back on the ice. But the Devils nevertheless scored the fifth goal. So it was a 5-1 win at the end. But coming back to this topic, now that there are still some games till the playoffs, but you already are champions in the regular season, how difficult is it for you as players to motivate yourself for these games?
I mean, obviously we've got a huge lead on first, so that can be a challenge. But I think the big way to keep yourself motivated is to prepare for playoffs, because obviously you need to be ready. Even in that first round, you have to be ready to go. So it's all about preparation at this point, and you don't want to go into playoffs having lost a couple. You want to keep a good thing going. So I think that's plays a large role. And you know,
so it's also about the mood on the team, and you know, you want to enter the playoff as with a winning streak.
Yeah for sure. You want to go hot in the playoffs.
They will see in Hannover the Scorpions or Heilbronner Falken, they all will see this. There is a team in this best of seven series that we have to beat for four times, and I think most of the teams, they know that's nearly impossible in the Oberliga, and who wants to get up to the DL2 must beat four times in a row the Blue Devils, and that's the signal that this team is sending to whole Germany. And
that's quite a challenge.
Yes, it's impressive.
Okay, talking about Heilbronn.
Yes, what a game. It was a quite good game. Both teams with many goals, 8-5 win for the Blue Devils, a double Elsner, double Bruch, Schmidbauer, Hechtl, Voigt and Davis. Heilbronn took the lead for three times, but in the end...
It didn't really matter.
Yes, it is. Two empty net goals make it in the end. And Heilbronn is one of the teams the Devils lost in this in the regular season. Did that motivate you in particular?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It was mentioned we don't lose to a team twice in the locker room. And it was an interesting game. They play a different game. They're kind of cheating out of the zone and looking for that breakaway play, so it was a bit of an adjustment off the hop. Yeah.
Okay, and like Coach Buchwiese is saying in this case, wir müssen das gerade rücken. Also this was against Memmingen.
So we have to correct it.
Yes, it was against Memmingen. It was now against Heilbronn. All the teams the Devils have lost it. Three teams
that have lost this three season. Games.
Yes. And his other comments was Spiel auf Augenhöhe, das auch in die andere Richtung hätte gehen können. Und jeder kann sich jetzt noch zeigen, dass er einen Platz im Playoff-Kader verdient hat. Though there is a tough competition in the team. There are I I think it was 27 players. When everyone is fit, 27 players are in the squad of the Blue Devils. So there's a tough competition.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's tough. And you've got the rule where only, I think, 15 players over 23 can play. So, yeah, it's a challenge for sure.
Okay, and we talked about it yesterday. 11-2 against SC Rissasi. 9 players were missing. No problem. We do it in this way.
11-2.
What's impressive here? It's the second game in a row without any penalty minute. 0. Was there a special speech from Buchwieser as a result of Pepe's and Neil's fighting in the last games? So.
No, that I'm aware of. No? Just keep.
It's quite impossible to get 0.
Yeah, I minutes. Mean, yeah, play a clean game, I guess.
Okay. And the goals were scored by Hechtl. Ward scored 3 times, Glaser 4 times, then Logic, Filin, Voigt. And I think then that's something you really see when you have a look at this, also at this last 5 games. Some of the forwards of the Devils are really on fire. When you have a look at Elsner, Ward, Glaser, it's fantastic what they are playing. Not to mention the others, but you know, those are those players that really scored much.
And I hope my stalking was correct. In your career, James, you've been the best goal scoring defense man for 2 times in the league. Do you remember?
Yeah, obviously that's not translating this year, but generally try to put a couple in.
There are some games.
Yeah. Some games left. Yeah. The important ones.
It's 2011, 2012. It was in Canada with the Medicine Hat Tigers.
Yeah, the Western League there.
Yes, and then 2021 in Ravensburg with a DL2. I think you scored 15 or 16 goals this season.
Right? Yeah, something like that.
How many goals can the Devils fans expect from James Bettar?
More than I'm getting right now. Yeah, I think I've got, I don't know, a lot of shots so far. Nothing's going in, though.
Okay, but it's important when you score in the playoff final, then there's one enough. Okay.
But I think you got 9 assists in 11 games, so that's not bad. Okay, but you're not satisfied. You want to score goals.
I'd like to get a couple.
Okay. Yeah. I understand.
And you have to know Tom is our statistic freak. Give us some
numbers.
Numbers. Yeah,
those are quite impressive numbers. And I think they stress what you said earlier, that the Devils at the moment are really sending signals to the rest of the league in the Oberliga Süd and the Oberliga Nord, because 122 points out of 44 games, and the goals per game in average 5.89. Nearly 6 goals on average per game. So that, I think, stresses what you said. Which other team... I know it's too early to pop the champagne, but which other team should win 4 times in one series against a team that scores nearly 6 goals per game?
The Devils can only beat themselves.
Yeah, then you got the best power play of the league with 30.7% and the penalty killing second best in the league, I think, after Bayreuth with 81.3%. Yeah, and the only statistic still... where the Devils are not under the best teams of the league is fair play. So
well, we are the last two.
Yeah. No, third last. Third last.
Now the last 2 games. They were,
the last 2. Yeah, of course, they were very disciplined. But 461 penalty minutes, and I think we should look how many of those are on the shoulders of one player alone.
Pepe has some... impressive shoulders.
Yeah, but okay, but what the hell. I think at the end of the day, my personal opinion, it's also important before the playoffs to show the other teams that they don't have the chance to mess around with the Devils. And I think that should be enough for the numbers.
Okay, and James, you're 32 years old, and how is this Devils team different to the other teams you've played before?
I think this team's very systematic. Definitely disciplined. There's, you know, most of the time in F3 high, everybody kind of plays well in their roles, and yeah, it's a pretty good squad all around. So yeah, plays well as a team, good group. Mm. It's impressive.
You know the Oberliga Nord and you know the Oberliga Süd. Is there, in your opinion, any team that can compare with the Devils?
I think Hanover's good. They'll be tough. Yeah, they got a good squad. So yeah, that'll be interesting. From the north, I know Tilburg's good.
Yeah.
Essen's pretty good this year. I mean, even Halle's not bad. So yeah, it's not going to be easy, but yeah, I think if we really play our game and stick to the systems, we can definitely make things happen.
I think so, and you're a very, very experienced player. How are you trying to teach the younger teammates, like Daniel Bruch or Ale Schmidbauer, these defender like Ale Schmidbauer? How do you teach them?
Just trying to play my game right now and get it back and focus on defense. And, you know, if there is something, I can help out when it pops up. But, yeah, just try to lead by example when I can, but got to get my game going as well first.
Okay, and you got a lot of playoff experience. And everyone we are talking to, they are saying the playoffs are a complete new season. What are the things, what are the abilities that really mattered during the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, in playoffs, you know, 122 points or whatever doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Anyone can catch you with four games. So, yeah, it is a new season. Yeah, just need to keep playing harder, but the same way, but harder. It's everyone picks up their game. So, it is different.
And in your career, you've seen a lot of coaches, their work, their speeches to the team. Could you please characterize and analyze Sebastian Buchwieser?
He's a really high energy coach. He stays pretty positive most of the time. He's always in the locker room, kind of giving guys fist bumps every day and really in there. So it's cool to see. I think he's a really good coach, and definitely enjoyed it so far, my time here.
How would you describe your relationship to him?
Friendly, good, yeah. Okay. He's been really nice, helpful, gotten me to know the systems, and been positive.
Okay, and before we come to the questions from the fans, we will have a small look to the private James. You're married, you have one son, and will he be a hockey player too?
Probably. He's pretty obsessed.
How old he is?
He's 2.5.
It's time.
Yeah, well, he's got a stick. He's been on the ice. He's going on the ice after every game. I take him on Saturdays here. He actually just got his first pair of skates this week, so he's going to try them on maybe on Saturday. Right. And then, we also have a daughter on the way next month. So
congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, then, Ole. There are... a lot of parties coming up for James. I said already you're 32 years old. Are there any plans for the future? But we learned you
got your business.
You got your business today. Can you explain what are your plans after the career?
After the career, I'll be working in blockchain of some sort.
No, one of the questions we got from the fans makes sense. Just continue.
Okay. Yeah. So my company right now that I'm building is based on blockchain technology, and we have an interoperability. If I'm speaking a different language, please stop me. But we're an interoperability layer for environmental credits, so like carbon credits, biodiversity, water, and they're all on-chain and tradable, and we allow the free flow and movement of these credits.
And now in German?
Ja, nein. Nein, danke.
Okay. Father, to be honest, I'm not sure we would understand it in German.
I will have to translate it after the recording. I try it easier. How long do you want to play professional hockey? When you are so in business already.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, this is probably it this year. So
really?
Yeah, I mean, never know when if something comes up, but most likely I'll be working full time after the season.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, let's win a championship.
That's why
here.
He's coming to the playoffs, like last year in Hannover and now in Weiden. And
yeah, because when he goes with a bang.
Yeah. That's crazy. There's no option to stay in the DL2 in Weiden?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, if there's an offer, we'll see. Okay. Yeah.
We'll have a talk to Jürgen.
Okay. And perhaps the Devils need a financial supervisor or something like this.
Yeah. Okay. You live with your family in Weiden, and what are your first impressions of the city?
I love it. Yeah, it's great. I love Bavaria. Really enjoyed my time in Augsburg and Straubing. And we live on the hill, right next to the deer, and there's donkeys and stuff. We're right on the farm, and then, yeah, coming to town, it's great.
Do you have already a favorite place to relax, to chill, to drink a coffee, to play with your son?
Well, at our place, actually, we have like a whole playground, and we feed the deer every day, okay. And we go play with the donkeys. So, there. But walking around town is always nice. Okay. Yeah, we don't make it out that much.
Okay, but I think it's a question from the fans, but we have it also here from all the cities you've played and lived in. Which one is your favorite, and why?
Weiden, of course.
No, come on, you can be honest.
I actually really enjoyed Ravensburg too, because it was right beside the sea. Yeah. So we had a really nice place, and we were in between Ravensburg and the Bodensee. So we were at the lake all the time, and I actually spent the summer there. Oh. And we were at the Bodensee all the time, and it was really nice. I bought a paddleboard there and went paddleboarding all the time. So okay. it was cool, but also like Weiden.
Okay, I think the last question we can cancel.
Yeah, I think we answered it.
What is James Bettau doing when he's not on the ice?
Feeding the deer with his son.
The deer and working in his business. So, Tom, we come to the questions from the fans.
Yeah, perhaps we should start with this business-related question. One, I suppose, fan, I don't think it's a teammate, wrote us, any tip in crypto? I need money.
I mean, obviously, I have to say, look at the environmental credit space, but I would check out the intersection of blockchain and artificial intelligence. I think there's a lot of plays there that are interesting. I think decentralized computing power, so allowing anyone to add to a compute network and disperse that globally is going to be very valuable in the future. I'm not going to name individual ones because somebody will get mad at me then and down the road if it doesn't work out. So,
okay, but yeah. I think that's a great hint, and we are now also an educational podcast.
Okay. The next one, do we have already a look to the Hannover Scorpions? Or is she saying, verfolgst du die Hannover Scorpions noch?
Yeah, Chuck, I know they signed a few players. I know the latest guy to play, I was skating with him in the summer and stuff before he left to the East Coast. So, yeah, I looked there.
See. This is here's an interesting question. I tried in German, and you, okay? Looking if you can understand it. Wie schwer ist es, jedes Jahr nur für die entscheidende Phase in ein Team geholt zu werden?
Only at the end?
Genau. Yeah, how difficult is it?
Es ist ein bisschen schwierig, aber es ist mir einfach auf meinen Körper zu nur 4 Monate spielen. Die letzten zwei Jahre, wenn ich hatte neun Monate gespielt, ich hatte eine Verletzung spät in den Jahren, ich hatte meine Schulter gebrochen oder etwas. So, ja, ich habe viel Energie für Playoffs.
Okay, that's good. Tom, the other questions?
Perhaps one question. She wrote it in German, but I think we can translate it. And I suppose she means, who's the best hockey player you ever played with in your career?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, when I was in Hanover, there's the lockout, and Jamie Benn was on our team, and that was when he was like 24, and just, I think the year after he won the Hart Trophy or something, so he was really good then, and I remember him just like, he had this deceptive speed about him where he'd just blow by guys, but he didn't look like he was going fast, so I'd probably have to go with him.
Okay, that's nice.
Okay.
Then, I don't understand it, I don't know if it's an insider or not. Are you a member of the Freiwillige Feuerwehr, as it's called in Germany? Firefighters.
Firefighters, yeah.
Any connection to firefighters?
No.
Okay, then okay. I don't understand the question. Let's just move on.
Okay.
What do you do before a hockey game? Any rituals?
I'm not an overly superstitious person. Just game day, kind of eat a meal, hopefully get a nap in if my son will also nap. and then have some coffee, play some two-touch, stretch, roll out, and ready to go.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the rest of the question we already
answered them.
Answered. Can you imagine to stay in Weiden?
How do you like Weiden?
Yes.
Could you imagine to stay once again? Yeah, okay, I think we're good.
Okay. Then we say big thanks to James Better for your time. And we wish you and all the team the best for the playoffs. And
stay healthy.
Stay healthy and... ich springe jetzt kurz wieder zurück ins Deutsche. Wir werden versuchen, ich weiß nicht, ob es das nächste Mal schon ist, dass wir dann in den wöchentlichen Turnus, ich glaube noch nicht, also jetzt auf jeden Fall in 14 Tagen hören wir uns dann wieder. Dann zeichnet sich vielleicht schon ab, wer denn ein potenzieller Gegner sein könnte in der ersten Playoff-Runde. Da stehen aber noch die Pre-Playoffs an und die haben wir es tatsächlich in sich. Und vielleicht können wir dann das nächste Mal auch ein wenig auf den Modus schauen, der da jetzt ansteht mit. Denn ich habe das letzte Mal Quatsch erzählt, bin durcheinander gekommen mit der Bayernliga, denn die erste Runde in der Oberliga ist Best of 5 und ab dem Viertelfinale ist es dann Best of 7. Dann haben wir das auch gerade gerückt, um in dem Buch Wieso Deutsch zu bleiben. Bis dahin, vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wir wünschen euch eine schöne Zeit. Bis in 14 Tagen. Macht's gut. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao, vielen Dank.
Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden. Von Oberpfalz Medien.